Moses receives the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai. He meets with God on the mountain. Moses basks in the light of God's presence. He saturates his mind with God's word. And when he comes down, he radiates God's favor and his presence. But Moses was not even aware of his glowing face. And why should he be? He had spent hours and days with the angel of the Lord, that luminous pillar of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night. This is Moses' new normal, to speak to God daily, as one would with a friend face to face. That Moses didn't even realize that his face shone shows his humility as well. When Moses' brother Aaron and the rest of the Israelites see him, they're too afraid to come near him. Moses has to persuade them to come. Come closer. And the leaders of Israel, so they can find a solution to this fear-inducing, beaming face. There is a solution. Cover it up. Put a veil over Moses' face. As long as the people did not have to see the evidence of Moses' interaction with God, as long as they did not have to witness the residual effects of the presence of God's glory in his face, they are okay. But Moses has to live his life behind a veil. Our scripture from 2 Corinthians tells us that it is because of the hardness of their minds that Moses had to put the veil on. The people of God's minds had become rigid, inflexible, unteachable, calloused, and less absorbent to new ideas. So Moses accommodated their narrow-mindedness and their closed-mindedness by covering up his face. The irony is that by Moses putting on that veil over his face, the mask that's covering the faces of God's people comes off, and we see them for who they truly are. Underneath their veil, underneath their mask, is a people who are easily frightened by the unfamiliar. They're frightened by the God who works in mysterious ways. They're frightened by his glory revealed on the face of God's humble servant. The veil protects them from misunderstanding and from their fear. It prevents them from having to deal with the glorious and the miraculous day to day, stuff that's out of our control. It keeps them where they are most comfortable, in the dark. It makes Moses have to live his life hidden behind their veil of ignorance and unbelief. Last week, I had the privilege of visiting Statesville Correctional Facility, just outside of Joliet. Deaconess Lori Wilbert had been working on it for months for me to come and go with her to visit her class, which is called the House of Healing. I went to meet her students, to hear their stories, and have a conversation. After a few short hours, I left those who had become my band of brothers. For those doing hard time, these guys have no time for phoniness or artificiality. Pastor Tom, do you know that Illinois is a no-parole state? No, I didn't know that. What does that mean? It means that I will never be reviewed by a parole board until I serve 80% of my sentence, which is 65 years. Pastor Tom, do you believe that we can change? That we can be redeemed? Yes. That's what all of us should experience. Not just you, but me also. I witnessed the power of God at Statesville. These brothers were gracious enough to come out from behind their veil and let me see the glory of Christ through their lives, their stories, and their faces. It occurred to me that they are not unlike Moses, who have their lives also transformed by the power of God, but must live behind the veil. You'll remember that Moses was guilty of capital murder. He buried the body of the Egyptian in the sand. Pharaoh put a bounty on Moses and his life. He went into exile and into hiding and did 40 years. But Moses' life was not hidden from God. God had a plan for Moses. God believed that Moses could be reformed. He believed that he could be redeemed. He believed in his own power to transform the lives of others. Despite Moses' violent past and his decades of self-imposed exile, God calls him to be his prophet. Moses' life is not hidden from God. God had a plan for him. God believed that Moses could be reformed and redeemed. He calls him out of darkness into the light. Moses spends hours and days in prayer and conversation with God face to face. He is so beautifully transformed inside and out that his face radiates in beams with the light of Yahweh. That is something that not to be ashamed of or afraid of. That's something to be celebrated. Praise be to God that Egypt's most wanted outlaw is now transformed into God's treasured possession and vessel. The Apostle Paul, also known as Saul, an accessory to the murder of Stephen, also learned about the power of God through Jesus Christ and that veil that lies and covers over our minds. The Apostle Paul had his own veil removed from his eyes when he was blinded. Jesus' transfiguration is also a brief glimpse into Jesus' normal. He's the eternal Son of God, radiating his glory for all eternity. And when he comes down the mountain, his identity is veiled once again in his flesh. Why? Because of our weakness, because of our unbelief. But in his death, this veil is torn in two. In his resurrection, we now radiate his glory. What is it about you? And what is it about me that we cannot see, that we will not see the glory of God in the face of someone else? Someone who's experienced the life-transforming, redeeming grace of God. Is it envy? Jealousy? Is it unbelief that God can change just anyone? Is it callousness, cynicism, or some other hardness of the mind and heart? In seeing others radiate God's glory, we should be encouraged. God's light can also shine through me and you. We see in Moses that time with God, when we spend time with him in prayer, is not about changing God and changing his mind. It's about changing us. It's about our transformation in heart, in body, in mind. In Christ, we go up to the mountain to pray. Our faith is strengthened through the word. We receive the body and blood that strengthens us body and soul. We bask in the light of his grace together. We now shine like the midday sun. Lifting the veil between us is a celebration of God's grace and power in our lives. It's God's promise to bless us and to keep us, to make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us, to lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. We bear the glow of forgiveness. Our faces radiate the acceptance. Our faces reflect the love of God, not just now, but into all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.